الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار إلى آخر الآية. We have discussed this ayat which was revealed when the kuffar of Makkah was saying that we just can't understand that there is only one God, only one Allah. And because they believe for everything in a different idol. So Allah revealed this ayat in which Allah made it clear that Allah Ta'ala is in existence, Allah is the one and only, and Allah has got full qudrat over everything. In this ayat then, for us there is great, great food for thought and to build our iman. As explained in this ayat, that in the creations of the heavens and earth, the changing of night and day, for ships that float on water, by which man benefit, water which Allah sends down from above, and Allah brings the dead earth back to life, and all the animals which Allah Ta'ala has made, and the blowing of the winds, and the clouds which carry the water between the heavens and earth without any container. In all of this, there are clear signs for the people of intelligence. Now this we should always meditate and think about, and ulama have written to bring this reality into our hearts of the oneness of Allah, the existence, the oneness, the great qudrat of Allah. We should make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. There is nothing more beneficial than the dhikr of Allah to cleanse the heart and to bring this iman in the heart. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, if a person will read 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, which will just take 2 or 3 minutes at the most, then on the day of Qiyamah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. By Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jaddidu imanikum biqawli la ilaha illallah. Refresh and make strong your iman by La ilaha illallah. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayhi, if we just keep his poem in mind, if we learn it all the better, but if we just keep it in mind, he says, Ilahi ye gulzar hai, ye alam hai gulzar tera. Oh Allah, this world and everything which is in it is your garden. A beautiful garden we see in this whole world. Ajab namudar kudrat tera. Very fascinating, all your qudrat that we see all around us. If a person will be, if just look a little bit above him, lower him, look below him, he looks within himself, he'll see nothing but Allah Ta'ala and the great qudrat and the great favors and mercy of Allah upon him. And then he will understand also, to zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai. Allah is that being that is very apparent. You will see Allah Ta'ala if we just ponder this. Yet Allah is hidden from our eyes. We don't see him, but his clear signs are everything. Just like when the curtains are moving on a windy day, we don't see the wind, but by seeing the curtains move, we know the wind is blowing. Like that, all the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, we should see that. To zahir hai, aur laak parde mein hai, to baatin hai, aur sakht izhaar tera. You are hidden Allah, but you are so manifest, you are so clear. And when a person will do this and keep this in mind and read 100 times La ilaha illallah, then this oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah will penetrate into the crevices of his heart. And then he won't be influenced by material things. He won't be influenced by scientists or by politicians or by the mainstream media or anything. Allah's qudrat will be always above him. And he will see the qudrat of Allah, and then he will realize, Allah ku manna, Allah ki manna. We have to believe in Allah, and we have to believe and accept all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala also. And when we start our namaz, we will realize, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. His command is the greatest. We won't obey anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala. So as we go, also one beautiful poem to realize the qudrat of Allah. Apne milne ka bata, hoi nishan, tu bata de mujhko, ey Rabbi jahan. او اللہ تعالیٰ show me اپنے ملنے کا پتہ, where can I meet you, where can I find you, اپنے ملنے کا پتہ, you show me and let me see you, oh Allah, you are hidden but I want to see you. And in this way, if we keep these signs of Allah Ta'ala in mind and we make our dhikr 100 times, then the reality of Allah will penetrate in our hearts. And our hearts will be filled with the greatness of Allah, the existence of Allah, and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll see the quality of our namazes improve so much. The quality of our tilawat, our social life, married life, everything will improve when Allah is in our lives. So we have to make this effort, and it's a small effort, but if we make it, we will get this great, great result, which will help us not only in this dunya, but in akhirat. And when a person will get this, Allah will make him a beacon of hidayat in his family also, in his community and amongst people. We may be having all non-Muslim workers around us at our workplaces, but if we have this in us, then this will influence them. Otherwise, we get so influenced by the ways of the non-believers. Whatever they are doing, we are following them. Whereas they should be following us, because the truth Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and they should be following us. So this is a great ayat that we should try and keep in mind, and we should try and make the dhikr of Allah to bring this reality within us. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, right? It's not sufficient. Many of us are such, we don't touch the Quran. Many of us, occasionally, we touch the Quran and read it. Few of us read it on a daily basis. But you say just the reading of the Quran is also not enough. What the Quran is teaching, that is what is necessary. If a person just reads the instructions of some gadget that he has bought, and he says, I've read the instructions, but he's not applying them, then there is no benefit in that. He should read it, understand it, and then apply it when using that gadget or whatever it is. Then he will get the benefit. So the Quran Sharif also, we should read it, understand it, and then we should practice upon what the teachings of the Quran, then we will get the benefits of the Quran. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and let us do this short lives of ours are for these purposes, not for wasting in material and dunya's things and things of guna. It is for to acquire these great, great things which Allah has set out for us, ready for us just to have. So we should not delay, we should go forward and enjoy these great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala.